Well, it's time to pick figs. The best way to pick them is when they hang down on their own weight. That means the stem's getting weak up here, and it's about to fall off. When they're sitting straight out like that, they're not right. But once this big old ball of fig is down here, then that's time to pick it.
Did you like it?
We'll get to that. Doug, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was nice.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, my Thanksgivings are always, like, I'm in my pajamas the whole day. Like, I don't really interact with anyone. But my mom's neighbor came to stay with us because she didn't have anywhere else to go. So her dog came. So I just, like, we had five dogs in my mom's apartment.
I got nowhere else to go.
Nowhere else to go.
Any trials and figulations?
No.
No,
no figulations.
Can I? All right. I got to. How do I don't. Remember
we should, you know, we should make
can you make a jingle out of that right now? Like,
I'm trying to I don't know how to work this board.
Like,
I don't remember the things. I don't know how to work it.
Blindly push it.
All right, well, this is what we're gonna do. What do we got here? We probably don't need that one anymore.
Nah.
That's...
We could turn that one into like a sound effect of me slipping on a fig and going, whoa!
Let me see how to even know what button to push to try to change it. So
it was like right when we opened it and we knew the instructions.
Fuck. It's not, God damn it. I just don't even know how to, I really, really want to put a trial and figurations thing.
God, there has to be.
There's got to be a way, but well, I'll figure it out. But anyway, tell us this week's trials and figuration.
Oh gosh.
Trials and figurations? Trial and figuration.
My trials and tribulate trial. I think it would be trials and figulations.
I think this is trial and figulation. So who's a new listener, welcome. But this is a new segment we're doing called trial and figulation based on a story that Dog Boobs. Every once in a while, Dog Boobs will come in and be like, how you doing, Dog? She's like, not good.
Not good. And then, this is something that happened.
And it's all based on one specific story that was she slipped on a fig. And turned her ankle or something.
Yes.
Outside of her house. A rotten fig?
It was like the neighbors I have a fig tree and drops all these stinky dead figs all the time. And I slipped on one morning and fell. It sucked.
What do you think, before we get into that story that you're about to say, that or
interesting story.
If you have an interesting story even, do bananas work when you slip on a banana?
Yes.
They do.
You have to let them rot
for
like a day.
Okay.
To get slimy.
They need to build like that next layer of slime. They're already pretty slimy, but then like.
Didn't know if maybe there was, this was another one of those like American cultural gentrification things where like the rest of the world, it's like their cartoons are people slipping on figs.
Yeah. Right.
And we're just like, fuck the metric
bananas.
System. We're doing bananas, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was one of those, but if they both work, that's great.
I think a mango, a papaya, you could totally slip on.
Slip on a papaya. Like, there's a whole culture. Every culture has their own version of a cartoon of like some schlub slipping on a fruit.
You don't know about the Costa Rican guy who slips on mangoes?
Yeah. There's nothing more like Los Angeles than my, this fig tree growing in my neighbor's yard.
Slips on an avocado.
Just like figs. I feel like when you buy figs in the grocery store, they're kind of expensive and they're just like littered all over the ground.
Aren't you farming them?
I should be farming them.
They're in a lot of those like over the top style photos on Pinterest of like somebody's cheese board.
Yeah. Yep,
it's all figs.
With amazing figs or like giant toast with a little bit of like cream cheese or something and then these sliced figs on top. It's so pretty.
I think the tile for this segment is that picture, but then you slipping on top of it.
Whoa! Yeah, I think that's perfect.
I like it. All right. So,
why are you walking on people's cheese boards, Dog Boobs?
Because I don't fucking give a shit. That's why. 69-69.
Is that your catchphrase now?
Yeah. 69-69.
Cool.
Nice. It could be another one. Another
I don't have enough buttons to make a soundboard of all the strange things that you say. All right, tell us about this week's trial and figuration.
Oh, gosh. Well, what happened this weekend? Well, it was Thanksgiving weekend. Right. Honestly, I haven't had like a negative time at all. Like,
you haven't
had
a negative experience?
Overall negative time. Like, I've had a negative few weeks, but,
okay. All right.
But not like a specific isolated event. I did, this is not related, but I did finish Succession, which is like,
cool.
You guys watch that?
It's great. I loved it.
It was really great. And you know what?
People love it. I don't watch TV anymore. I fall asleep immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like my mom.
Pretty much. Yeah. I got home last night. So actually, fun fact, today is my birthday. Technically speaking.
Oh, happy birthday.
Well, look at us. Good thing we got you some of this Laird Superfood creamer.
Yes.
Superfood creamer cake.
24?
Yeah. Do you want me to blow out my...
25?
25, yeah.
Great.
33. So I'm going to blow out...
You're 24?
I'm going to blow out... Oh, congrats. Can you imagine how prolific I would be? What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Thanks for the Laird Hamilton gravy cake.
Oh, and wow.
Very nice. By gift, I mean... You can have a scoop, not the whole bag.
Okay, cool.
Imagine using the Laird Hamilton superfood creamer as like right. the flour and cookies or something.
Oh, man. Amazing.
Probably be delicious. It's
probably make you surf like a goddamn
You suddenly super just blink and be surfing.
The so, problem would be you'd quit your job and start surfing.
That's the, well, I don't know if that's a problem.
That's
but,
right.
So I got home last night. I went out, had pizza with friends, and then I went
were
to
you,
a show. And I was
nine?
That pretty much. I was back at my house by like 12:04 or something. Because I was just like, I knew we were doing this podcast this morning. I was tired. And I was like, my girlfriend, we were laying in bed. And she's like, do you want anything for your birthday? And I was just like, just let me sleep. Because I'm just so tired all the time.
That's actually really a fun idea.
I
like,
know.
Okay, this sounds like off color. And right. I don't mean it to. But back when I had my back surgery and right. I had painkillers.
Right.
The best Laird right. Hamilton superfood.
That was season one of this show. I think you were on.
Yeah.
You were hooked.
I yep. was like, whoa, I love this shit.
yep.
But
by the way, before you continue the story, this is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast oh, about yes. the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My free day.
I'm sorry. I did not do that earlier. I might just like work that in somewhere previously. But anyway, continue. Your story.
No, thank you. Very, very good.
We would have gone the entire show without ever introducing it.
Right.
At the rate we were going.
Yeah. So. And everyone would be like, what the fuck am I listening
yeah,
to?
Totally.
So painkillers. They're bad, you guys. Like, they're very addicting and horrible. But at the time.
Sounds like somebody who loves painkillers.
Loved them. And I just remember this thing we, like, I would call, you guys, this is going to come back to haunt me. Drug naps where
nice.
If you're like, cool. this is my birthday wish is like on a weekend to be wrapped in a blanket on the couch, good show on TV, couple pain pills. And you just literally like completely zone out on the couch.
Right.
And you're just like, I couldn't be cozier.
Right.
Like yeah. at all.
What do you want for no. your birthday this year? I just want the, to chase that white horse
that
one more time.
White horse.
I just want a taste of an opiate. One
Come
more
on,
time.
Just one, and then I'm done.
Those pills make you feel this. All warm and gooey,
yeah.
And but then you're kind of like half asleep, but not yeah. really asleep, and it's
yeah.
just like weird.
I gotta yeah. be honest, I don't
mid dream state.
I haven't had a opiate in a long time, if ever.
Yeah,
and it was only obviously for medicine. Like I had a sick, yeah. or I was like I had broken wrist or whatever. But I have had cough syrup more than once, and I've definitely. I had cough syrup when I didn't need to. Like
uh-huh.
I would get prescribed and I'd be like, I think my cough is getting a lot better, but
yeah, but I still gonna, have some left. So
I just feel like maybe I should have a, like
you're
double the dose of what it says I should have.
You're yeah. like smoking
just to see. Yeah.
heaters before you go to the doctor.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I don't fucking like it. Like I remember the first time I did it, I was like, this is rad, dude. And then the second time I remember sitting on a couch and I was watching TV and I would develop thoughts and my thoughts were just like, If my conscience was like this little place, like I'm doing a hand gesture for everybody. That's I know this is not a visual medium, but it's
like
just
a 6-inch conscience.
A 6-inch conscience, and my thoughts were swirling in a circle. Usually
oh,
they
God.
Swirl and they get caught there, and they get caught in the muck, and they just stay.
And buffer for a minute.
And I know what I'm thinking, right? And with opiates, I was literally just like.
You couldn't like pause on anything.
Nothing.
It was just
it was,
like,
yeah, I would like have a thought and then it would be gone. And I would have a thought and it'd be gone. I was just like, this fucking
oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it was really
it's
actually
weird
quite scary.
How
yeah.
it like, it can be different because I, yeah, back in the day with back surgery, God, I fucking loved it. It mm-hmm. was like I wanted to gobble them up.
Right.
But recently, I actually had a procedure over the summer done and had pain pills. I took one.
Right.
Got really sick.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. Not pukey sick, but, like, I just felt like garbage for,
yeah.
like, the full day. And I was like, oh, maybe that's kind of a relief that these don't feel great anymore.
That means you're clean.
I better. Think I'm officially clean.
Good for you. Well,
yeah.
we'll call that a trial and figulation.
your own
sobriety.
Wait, slip. Whoa! That's going to be the trial and figulation.
I only knew how to record it.
I think can say it every time.
I think the okay. song beat should be something like the Cheers theme song. You know, like something like sort of melancholy
yeah.
and like you know.
Just slip. Whoa.
Something down and whoa.
Okay. Whoa. I like it.
I actually know the exact sound that I would like us to do, so I'll pull it up later, send it over.
I appreciate it.
We'll figure it out.
I like that. Okay, so today we're actually, so last week, we, for the first time ever, I think, I had to put a, like, not safe for work trigger warning in front of the episode. Yeah. Because it was a fucked up episode, and we talked about moral dilemmas. One particular moral dilemma, I'm not going to talk about it again because you should go listen to the episode. But it was heavy, and it was a really interesting conversation. I actually really liked the episode, but it was heavy. So we thought we would counter that this week by talking about wholesome news. No, wait, uplifting news.
Which is also wholesome,
but uplifting news. And obviously the news is perpetually fucked. So, and actually part of this is spawned by the fact that we have all rekindled our love for, or at least Dog Boobs and I, or at least maybe just me and Dog Boobs is always in love with morbid reality.
Yes.
And so I don't know why, I'm trying to understand the Reddit algorithm on this, but I, now every time I open my homepage, almost universally morbid reality is a top post.
Oh, wow.
And I think it's just because it was either one of my most recent. Like, I think I probably, like, unsubscribed and resubscribed so that it would get back in my system. Or right. I don't know what happened, but I've been getting all these. So I'm reading these stories, and I'm just like, oh, my God. Like,
ugh. Yeah.
Like, I read one the other day that was, I don't think I sent this to you, but it was about, it was actually a fascinating story. And I need to, like, go back and reread it. But it was about sex. It was about sex tourists from the Western world. Did you see this?
Yes.
Sex tourists go to these countries, go to like the Philippines and Thailand.
Yeah.
Have sex with prostitutes or whatever. Then they leave and they're just like, good stag weekend, yeah. Right?
Later, going back to my family.
Going back to my family. And yep. Then these women have their kids.
Wow.
And then so there are these, there's a generation of sex tourist children.
Whoa.
In these third or second world countries that are like that. I think the title of the article was, "Do You Ever Think of Me?"
Yes.
And
I guess the guys probably have no idea or
what's creepy.
Well, they've started to try to reach out to them.
Yeah. Some of them do know,
et cetera, is like, can probably get you.
Yeah.
They said this city that's like, whoa. I think in the Philippines or it was either the Philippines or Thailand.
It was called like Angeles or something.
Yes, that's right. Angeles City.
Right.
That like so many of the younger generation now are mixed race, Western, half Western because of
everyone's
sex, dad is basically, not everybody, but of
is,
the
is
sex
Steve
workers.
From accounting?
Like, yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah. Wow.
It's really sad.
It's very sad, but it's also like very interesting. Like it's a strange cultural byproduct of
there's a great book I read years ago called Bangkok Eight.
Okay.
Great name.
Sign up.
Is this a Clancy novel?
It's like a cop. It's a cop book from that takes place in Bangkok. Mm-hmm. And the main character is one of those kids.
Oh my God.
He's half
amazing.
Thai, half white from
his
mom was a prostitute.
That's amazing.
But it gives you a lot of insight, maybe into like Bangkok Thai culture, like in the prostitution scene from the inside.
Yeah.
It's very well written.
It's really interesting. It's a really interesting thing. I mean, it's obviously extremely sad and very dark, but it's also one of those things where it's just a fascinating, like generational. I mean, it's almost like this is a crass analogy, but it's also an inaccurate analogy. It's like there will someday be a generation of like teens, people in their 20s or whatever, that were all like all falsely imprisoned by the Trump administration on the border, right? Because we know there are tons of these kids who are stuck in these fucking camps, right?
Yeah.
And eventually they're going to grow up and they're going to be like, there's going to be a bunch of them and they're going to have a very unique world view because of it. And so, and that is not a good thing, obviously, but it's going to be an interesting asset or not asset. It's going to be an interesting attribute.
Yeah. It's so fucked to think like, one administration or like our government could fuck up an entire generation. Like it's not a universal generation, but it's a huge community of people that are going to be, have their family structure torn apart.
Yeah. It's not going to be a global generation, but it's going to be a cultural generation.
Yeah.
Right.
Like the idea of like separating like infants from their parents, that destroys a family.
It's crazy. It's totally insane. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so anyway, so we also saw this with like the Romanian Ceausescu revolution or the Ceausescu administration when he, when there were all these, there's a movie called Children Underground. It's about orphans who the orphanages were so bad and they had bad HIV, like a huge HIV outbreak, that there were a bunch of orphans who chose to live on the streets because it was a better life than living in orphanages.
Whoa.
So there's a whole generation of kids that were raised on the streets in Romania because of this administration. So anyway, so you have that with the kids at the border. You have you kind of have that with these sex tourist children too, which is also not uplifting news. None of that's uplifting news. I'm saying this is because we've been into morbid reality, so now we're going to do uplifting news because we want to cleanse our palates. It's my fucking birthday.
Yes.
And I know that I need to get all the good vibes out now because I'm going to eat Denny's later for free.
Nice.
And feel shitty for the rest of the day.
Yes,
because this happens every year. And I don't want to say I don't learn from my mistake because I'm very aware of it. I don't eat it any other time. But I think just the fact – I have this like inherent – old man in Columbus in me where I'm just like free food.
You're like, boom.
I have to take advantage, right?
Are you gonna get the Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity?
Oh well,
breakfast. Yeah,
you get a Grand Slam. I think
a Grand Slam,
a free Grand Slam on your birthday.
That's better than the Rudy Tootie, if I'm being totally honest. So good, okay. Happy for you.
Happy
I actually
for me.
Went to IHOP over the weekend.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
I had their Monte Cristo wrap. Don't get it. Everyone, it was not good. It
sounds a little too falutin for that. Yeah,
it was way too falutin.
It's a good opportunity to mention that this episode is brought to you by IHOP.
Brought to you by IHOP, Pod Pal.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. But before we get into uplifting news, we're going to talk about the front page, as we do for anybody who's unfamiliar. All right. What happened on this past week?
Whoa.
I wasn't insanely engaged, honestly. I was because of the holidays, but... There were a couple really interesting things. Like there's the top post of this past week is actually one day ago, and it's our school lunch lady made this Christmas display by hand, and it's just the most pure, precious lady standing very proudly in front of her work. That's actually honestly quite nice, and it's a.
It's very good.
It's very good. And
it's maybe a Grinch meets South Park, evil animals.
Yeah. This is, yeah. It's
a queen.
You know, the lunch lady is an underappreciated person.
Ain't that the
truth? I think there's a lot of people in schools and school administrations that are obviously very underappreciated. And some of them are bitter. Like, there's always like a library. I remember our librarian in high school was just like bitter and mean.
Ugh.
But
you can see how you get there.
You definitely can see how you get there, but there's also a class of these people who are just like good fucking people, man. It's just good people. And you know, like,
I blame it on the Caitlyn Jenner's or Chris, what are the Jenner kids called?
Is this a transphobic thing?
I didn't think so until
okay.
now.
Okay. I blame it on Caitlyn Jenner.
What's her Kirby or what's her daughter's name?
Are you talking about Kim Kardashian?
Kendall and Kylie?
Those are the ones.
There we go.
I knew if I just kept saying.
Oh, Kirby. Kirby's the meme account.
Throw it out. Kirby Jenner.
Kirby Jenner.
Kirby's cool.
Yeah. Kirby's the good one.
Yeah.
For
sure.
I kind of believe.
Well, yeah, no, I'm starting to drop my kid off at preschool, and you can see these ladies, they're all very nice, but it like kids can just kill you. They can beat you down. Like I have one.
Yeah, they're not. They're
try
not
to
good.
Wrangle 20
right.
every day, and they just keep coming like the mail. Right. Like, it just doesn't right. stop. And so I think if you have a drinking problem at night and are extremely unhealthy. I could see how you can get like depressed and like really down really fast and become like that mean lady that runs in the library and like beats kids.
Yeah.
So staying positive and uplifting like this lady seems to be.
That's true. It's like a
real effort.
Right. You have to ingratiate yourself with the kids, you know, otherwise they'll rip you apart.
That's true.
That's what I feel like. There's, you kind of got to be that cool.
Got to use the slang.
Yeah.
You got to build that Grinch.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all.
What up, Flack?
Yeah.
Are you on Fleek?
What up, Flack?
How about those Jenners? Caitlyn, right? She's the best.
God,
so what you do is
lipstick.
You go, what up, Flack? And they go, what's Flack? And you go, oh, you don't know? And then you like point to the other kids. You're like, he doesn't know what Flack is. And then you laugh at him because the only way you can relate to high schoolers is by making fun of other high schoolers.
That's right. Mm. And then you dabble. You do that dance move, the dabble.
The dabble.
And
yes,
then
the dabble.
And then you jewel vape and you immediately get respected. That's how you get respect.
Wear Supreme all day.
Yeah, lunch ladies better be jeweling. Best be jeweling.
Lunch ladies better be jeweling. Quote of the pod. Evidently, there's a terrorist attack in London this week. I didn't realize that.
That's
the big story.
It's all very confusing. And the news is so bad at doing their job.
They just are getting so bad at it, man.
It ends up asking more questions than having answers. There's a guy on a bridge with a knife, and he started attacking people.
Right.
And he apparently was wearing a fake suicide bomb.
Yes, he was wearing a fake suicide bomb.
And so then some people tackled him and wrestled the knife away from him.
Which to me feels like he's a poser, by the way. Am I wrong in saying that? I don't mean that in like a, oh, what a fucking poser. I mean, like, if you are in the
hardcore,
if you are actually in a terrorist organization, somebody's going to help you make your bomb vest.
You would think that they would be able to overnight that.
Yeah,
to you.
Like someone will figure that out for you.
Is it equivalent to stolen valor? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying
like wearing fake military garb to try to get laid.
It seems like it's one of those things where it's like, look at me, I'm a terrorist.
Yeah, like who authorized this?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
kind of weird. He killed two people.
So
he
did ISIS claim it? Because I feel like they would probably wouldn't want to claim this if he's a faker.
Yeah, I don't know, actually.
So to me, the confusing part of the story is when he's like from a prison rehabilitation group.
Oh, right.
And they were there at like in a conference, like talking about how to rehabilitate prisoners. And this was like their lunch break or something. And the people he killed were part of the group that were helping or something.
What in the world?
And like, it's all like, I'm like, wait, huh?
Yeah.
And then the guy who ended up like subduing him was a prisoner that was just out on murder.
What in the world?
Yeah, it's all like wild, the details. And then I walk away just going, "What the hell?"
Yeah, this is interesting because
it seems
this
deep state. It seems QAnon. Right. It seems Caitlyn Kardashian.
Yeah,
it seems it all.
So I look at this story and. The reason we're bringing this up is there's a post from Three Down on the top of this past week that is, this chap saved lives today. He wrestled a knife from the hands of the London Bridge terrorist. And it's a photo. It's actually like a grainy photo of a guy holding a knife, but he's not holding a knife like he's not holding it threateningly. He's like holding it very gingerly. Like he clearly just has the knife.
Like he just grabbed it.
Right, and he...
he's trying to keep his prints off, you can tell. He's
like, yes. Yeah, exactly.
I am not going down for this.
So I look at this and I go, cool, I've seen passing mentions of this terrorist attack, but I haven't heard it in depth, and I haven't, like, you know, I haven't seen kind of, like, the media bubble blow it, right? And for some reason, like, part of it's because of what you just said, where it's just, like, it's kind of a confusing story to detangle.
So the guy was in jail for 8 years for terrorism offenses, and then he got out.
Right.
And he was in this...
He was in this reform program. Right.
Mm.
And that's when he started stabbing people.
What an idiot.
It's all... Yeah. Like, those people must be like, God damn it. Guys.
Well, he doesn't
guys,
know...
We're trying to help.
And he also has, like, nothing else to do. Right.
We let you go to get the McRib at lunch.
Right.
And this is how you repay our group?
We let you start get the McRib.
Stabbing people?
Once a week.
On London Bridge?
The first top comment on this picture is really awesome, and I didn't hear about this, because it shows this picture of a guy who wrestled the knife away.
Right.
The top comment says, a guy who was at the Fishmonger's Hall took a 5-foot narwhal tusk from the wall and went out to confront the attacker. You can see him standing over the man with what looks like a white pole in the video, but it's actually a narwhal tusk.
Get the hell out of here.
What a fucking king.
That's the most Liam Neeson thing
I've
ever
heard. I'll tell
you right
now, I don't think it's time, but that would be a perfect segue into uplifting news.
It really would.
This story just got badass.
Yeah, way badass.
Damn. Wow. First of all, oh man, so many things. Like narwhals, all these little girls, and I guess boys too nowadays, because everyone's the same.
Uh-huh.
There's your transphobia again for no reason. Yeah. Completely.
Here comes
never once have you ever said a transphobic comment, and now you said it twice. Completely unprovoked. Yeah.
Because I guess we're all the same now.
Okay. Continue.
I guess gender doesn't exist anymore.
cleansing
or should
move.
I say yeah.
Okay, continue.
Yeah, unicorns.
We're not making fun of trans people. I'm making fun of Free Day. Okay, just be very clear.
Oh, yeah, always. Right. Yeah. No, I'm the butt of this joke.
Okay, continue.
No, unicorns, like, people seem to be very impressed by them. And
okay.
By their magic.
Right.
And
but narwhals
but
are
they don't
like,
exist. And yeah. Then narwhals do exist in real life.
Right.
And we're just
no one gives a fuck.
All we do is pour plastic on them.
Yeah.
And go, fuck you, narwhals. Yeah. And this guy is just a reminder how awesome narwhals are. A.
Very true.
B, that they exist. Right. And C, you can beat a man to death with them.
Yeah. I mean, this for me.
So save the narwhal.
This is save the narwhal.
Save your life.
Use less plastic. That's what we're saying. So I think
this is a commercial for narwhals.
Yeah, I think so.
Sponsored by Pot of the Pal.
Sponsored by IHOP. So I think this reminds me, the narwhal thing is interesting because it makes me feel like that is the thing that everybody fantasizes about, right?
Yeah, like holy shit, this is my chance.
Yeah, like a guy walks in, he's like, everybody put their hands up. And then you see like the firefighter axe on the wall that's made for like, you know, for cutting through shit when there's a fire. And you go, and you grab it and you go, not today, Satan, yeah. Right? And so I feel like this guy had that moment. But just a little bit like derpier.
Yeah.
He's just like, what do I grab?
Oh, narwhal God, I guess tusk.
I have it in my garage. Yeah. Behind me where I sit is this massive elk horn.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
That I did
That's
not
right.
kill.
Oh, elk horn.
I'm not a hunter. But the thing is like 4 feet long. And it's got like 8 prongs on it. And when you pick it up, it's it's violent. You pick it up, you're like, holy shit. Like
that could hurt.
It's also surrounded by different hand saws. So
and, those and are also if, a little scary.
If somebody came in here and was just like, put your hands up, and you were like, and you grabbed the horn,
I'd be confused. Yeah. I might die from indecision.
Yeah.
I'd be like, man, should I use the axe, the hand saw, the elk horn, the narwhal horn? Yeah.
There's but, hammers, screws.
Yeah, like that guy's been sitting there at that bar, just like sipping on Jameson for 10 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Going like, if the shit ever hits the fan, I'm taking that narwhal pole.
I'm going ape shit.
By the way. Darwin's, today, I'm going to retell that story. I'm not actually going to read into it. I'm just going to ad-lib it every time.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to retell that story 50 times.
Do it.
So here's a fun thing. So this is posted a day ago on Dank Memes, 6 down from top of this past week. And it's the title, because Dank Memes is the best, is like, it really do be like that. And this seems like it's from The Simpsons for some reason. It's got like a Simpsons, it has a Simpsons style humor. I don't know if it is or not, but it's a gif of, it says how the rest of the world sees America's gun laws. And it's a guy puts in a dollar at a vending machine.
It's amazing.
And it says, and there, it has different gun choices like you would get at a vending machine, like you'd get bags of chips. And there's just like one button that says, are you a criminal? And the guy says no. And then it just like spits out the gun.
It's amazing.
It's a really simple, funny joke. And I look at it and I go, really do be like that.
They really do be like that.
And
I like,
it makes me sad, actually. But
man, saying it really do be like that feels so cool.
It's great.
I'm going to say
it's like
that.
A lunch lady phrase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Really do be like that, kid.
What's more dangerous, guns from a vending machine or candy from a vending machine?
Or narwhal.
Think about that. Diabetes.
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 Think about that.
Well, I think the obvious choice is a gun for sure, but I appreciate the point you're trying to make. Yeah.
I think more people here die from heart disease and diabetes than guns.
That's true. When did you become such a right wing apologist?
You just got burned.
I feel like you're an anti-vaxxer now.
Yeah, you've like
it's weird.
Somehow in over Thanksgiving you were converted.
Yeah.
I build a fence. I have another kid. I become a dad.
Yeah.
That's true.
Your evolution is complete.
You know, I'm just trying to tickle your guys' noodles a little
bit.
That's fair.
This is a podcast about insights.
This is a funny inside gamer joke that I look at it and this is another one of those things I love about Reddit and why we do this podcast and all these things, right? It's like, I don't know a ton about PC gaming. But I immediately understand this.
I've been looking at this picture a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure it out without knowing much.
Dog, you might be able to contribute to this since I know that you do play.
This could be
Sims exclusively.
This picture could be dog boobs, actually.
Right. Wait, I think is it the one where...
Seven. After spending more money than we can really afford on a gaming computer, my wife is playing Minecraft in windowed mode.
And
it's a photo. It's a photo of a woman sitting at, like, playing Minecraft at her computer, and it's just like in like a minimized window.
And but it's
tell the guy is just like, honey, oh, God damn it.
I don't know anything about this, but this one comment from DrewHead118.
Oh, I love DrewHead.
She's running full ray tracing and a texture pack that renders every block with a 4096 by 4096 map, complete with spectacular mapping. No, specular mapping and subsurface scattering effects. To full screen would be to commit GPU murder, and so window mode was the only option.
Wow.
So, I don't know if he's being sarcastic because I don't know what any of those words mean, I think I like it.
I think what he's saying is...
you guys are...
You don't crash a hard drive.
Yeah, she has to do it. But I don't know if he's being, like, facetious because it's so...
Because this one was confusing me because the window she has up, it's probably taking up 2/3 of the screen. It's really not that small.
Right. No.
It's relatively big. But I guess what's really funny is the husband just is stewing.
He's
on
like,
the couch.
What the fuck?
He's just like, God damn it. And you can tell he's pissed. But the other thing that's really interesting about this is behind the computer, there seems to be like sleeves of cards you'd get at like a card convention, and and it's these like tradable dolls. Dog boobs, you know what those are?
No.
Wait, what are you talking about? Yu-Gi-Oh?
Oh my God, yes.
Wait, which one are you talking about?
A sea above the woman's computer.
Oh.
They're those.
We're doing a little sleuthing.
Little dolls.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
So what are those
called? They seem to be spending all of their cash, 100% of their earnings on
like, teenage endeavors?
Yeah, like teenage collectibles.
I'm fucking down with that, dude. I feel like at this point in our
world... Did you see the quality of their couch to compare?
Yeah. If you want to spend your money...
If you want to be a 45-year-old who buys teenage girl toys and collect them to resell them down the line...
Or just play with them, dude.
Right! This... okay, yeah. No judgment, but looks like a pretty dorky living room, if you ask me.
Thanks, dog boobs. That's what I'm trying to get at.
We're just deeply, deeply shaming the
Reddit
community.
I think
now.
It's really awesome. It's just like play with their dolls. You know?
I think it's cool. I support your fucking weird adolescent habits, people.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, fine. Well,
I'm okay
not.
With that.
So I'm not.
I guess this is the point where I would say, why don't you get out there and sweep your yard, bro?
That's what I'm saying.
Why don't you go sweep your damn yard?
I'm into that. All right, what else we got? What else we got on the front page before we move on to uplifting news?
One more big internet thing really happened this week.
Let's find something that segues. Let's do the internet thing, and then let's find something that segues into uplifting news.
Oh, God, this could segue quite nicely into it. Lil Bub, famous internet cat, passed away this week.
Tight.
at age 9. So it doesn't feel very uplifting, but...
He was 150.
There's a post. Yeah, he was... 500 years old, there's a post that says, Lil Bub, she helped to raise more than $500,000 for animals in need and helped change thousands of feline and canine lives.
That's pretty cool.
So, like, that's kind of great. She raised a ton of money, raised a lot of awareness for disabled cats, made everybody's lives really wonderful, and she passed very peacefully in her sleep. So, if you ask me, that's a pretty wonderful legacy.
That's like the Mother Teresa of cats.
Yeah, honestly. I got to meet Lil Bub once.
Wasn't Mother Teresa an awful person? Is she the one that was bad?
She was.
Mother Teresa.
She didn't believe in pain pills.
Yeah, Mother Teresa was a piece of shit, actually.
Yeah.
Wait, did she have like 40 husbands and was just like fucking them all?
No,
she was
she
like
withheld,
the Ayn Rand of the Catholic system.
She
much.
Withheld pain medication from dying people because she thought suffering made them stronger in God's eyes.
Well, according to Christianity.
Well, she's not wrong.
Hey, how about some of those opioids, Mother Teresa?
Fuck
I'm
Mother
trying to
Teresa.
Chase that snuggle dragon.
Snuggle dragon.
Lil Bub's better. So.
Lil Bub is better.
So was Gandhi a piece of shit too?
Gandhi was complicated.
Gandhi's daughter was
anytime,
pretty fucked up.
Anytime you say someone's complicated.
Well, Gandhi was a like a political revolutionary. He wasn't he wasn't really like ever meant to be a good person necessarily.
But he liked to sling the cucumber around, didn't he?
Like his dick.
Oh, did he?
I think
he was a farmer. He was a pickler.
Yeah. He was a pickler, dude. Yeah, he was one of the best.
One of the best, right?
No, yeah. I don't know the legacy of Gandhi as much, but what's his fucking name? The dude who used to see him on shirts all the time.
Che Guevara.
Che Guevara, right?
Oh yeah.
He just like was murdering.
He was like a murderer, but he was also like a Cuban revolutionary. Yeah. So
what connects all these people is they're just insanely human, right? Like
yeah, of course.
Nobody's really a saint. Everyone's basically got a lot of flaws, but they're trying their best.
I think if you're going to use somebody as an example of a good person, use like Jane Goodall or Bob Ross, you know, or Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers,
he might be the best person.
The best.
Yeah. He's the LeBron James of being a person.
That, and then this lunch lady. And then all the people that you've never heard of are probably better than half the people
in the world championships of good people. We are down to two.
Mr. Rogers
and that one lunch lady. In a battle of the death. All right, here's one more. This is one piece of one little bit of uplifting news. From Damn, That's Interesting, 11 down, and then we'll move into Uplifting News, the actual sub.
This was a cool story.
This is a cool story. So Insulin, and this is also, I like this because this feels like if you weren't a doctor who was actively doing this, this would fucking scare the shit out of you, right? So it's the title's Insulin. So in 1922, and this is a photo of what obviously is a 20s era photo in a medical ward, which at the time, this was that weird era where like medical psychiatric wards, et cetera, were scary places. Yeah. Like they were
all haunted,
beautiful gothic buildings.
Yeah.
And they kind of looked like libraries as much as they looked like hospitals. Right.
And watch The Nick is a great show.
The Nick is a great show about it. Yeah,
exactly. Early 1900s hospitals in New York City.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really, really wild. But so in 1922, at the University of Toronto, scientists went to its hospital ward with children who were in comatose and dying from diabetic acidosis. Imagine a room full of parents sitting at the bedsides waiting for the inevitable death of their child. The scientists went from bed to bed and injected the children with this new purified extract, insulin. As they began to inject the last comatose child, the first child injected began to awaken. One by one, all the children awoke from the diabetic comas. A room of death and gloom became a place of joy and hope. So
that's awesome.
Uplifting, nice news. I also just imagine, in my mind,
it's very cool.
They're like laying and then they just open their eyes and they like sit straight up.
Yeah.
They'd be like, Jesus, fuck. What
Hello,
the hell?
Mommy. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, mommy. Missed you. That's great, though. I'm sure it wasn't creepy when they woke up.
It sounds lovely. Sounds beautiful.
They all come back to life as creepy horror movie kids.
Yeah.
Hello, mommy. Yeah, I've aged emotionally, but I still look like a child.
God, I feel really bad. I feel like I'm making fun of a lot of like great things.
No, we definitely are.
Yeah. But that's why you're a comedian of the ages.
That's why we make the big bucks.
A comedian. That's really funny. But that's a very uplifting story that I think is a good segue into uplifting
news.
So
you're for science, is what you're saying.
Oh, for science,
for sure.
My ex-girlfriend is a anti-vaxxer on the internet now.
Oh, true.
Oh,
nice.
No.
And it's like getting big. Like it's like people are texting me from like my past being like, did you know? And I'm like, this is all new.
Whoa.
Like I have no connection anymore. It's been like many years.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny how people do that with like ex-relationships? Like that you're still culpable for their behavior?
I'm still like, yes, I'm tangentially related. Like I'm still like involved or something. I'm like, you know, I have like two kids married. And
yeah.
I haven't talked to this person in 10 years.
I don't fucking know what you're talking about.
Right.
But it is fun to be like, God, people, anti-vaccine. I don't know. I'm not into it.
No.
I vax, dude. I vax hard in the paint.
In fact, I give them more vaccines than they need. I like that.
I like that. I think Dog Boobs is always looking for that rush.
Yeah, so. You know how like one cookie tastes good, but 10 tastes better.
Right.
That's the same thing with vaccines.
That's the same thing with smallpox in a tube.
Yep.
We should table an anti-vax episode one day with an anti-vaxxer. It'd be fun.
I would like to. I mean,
because they're crazy.
I do like, you know, we love our boy Roy. None of us are QAnon supporters, but we enjoy our chats with Roy.
Absolutely.
So I feel like this is one of those things where it's like if an anti-vaxxer wants to come on and pitch us, we're going to be like, hey, listen, everything you're saying is fucking full of shit, but like, check out this meme. It's pretty funny, huh? And they're going to be like, are in our circle. We're going to we just want to create a friend group of people that we
your
don't actually agree with. That are all, we can call on about these things.
I kind of love that, you know?
Yeah. Foreign correspondents.
Our QAnon correspondent, right. Our anti-vaxxer. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, our flat earther. We need a flat earther.
We need a good flat earther.
Chemtrail flat earther.
This is actually
give it to me.
This is actually what we're describing is a show I would fucking watch the hell out of.
Oh yeah, for sure.
If you treated it earnestly, in the man, if people brought on like real QAnon, anti-vaxxer, flat earthers, correspondents, they were all from the safety of their own home.
Yeah,
right? Totally.
And they did their take on whatever was going on.
What I just want the hard pitch. You know what I mean? Because everybody thinks that the act of letting them talk is like equivalent to agreeing with them, which I just fundamentally disagree with. Right?
No, I think people are very good at sifting through the bullshit.
Right.
And they'll go like, well, this person's crazy. But
or they'll be like, maybe they have a thing to say.
Or maybe, right? Yeah, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
I think like the best idea prevails.
Right.
Because the sample size. That's why Reddit is great. Like you have this massive sample size and the good stuff rises to the top. Right. And I think it's the same with like flat earthers. Like
I agree.
Enough people are like, you guys are crazy. But you know, it's kind of fun.
All right. So let's get in some uplifting news. So dog, you want to do the old fashioned what's the sub all about?
Yeah, super straightforward. Uplifting news, 15.2 million members. It's been around since 2012, which is when we all thought the world was gonna end, remember?
Yep.
And it's the end. So we put uplifting news out there.
The mines.
Oh yeah, that's right. A place to read and share positive and uplifting feel good news stories. And that's cool.
I like it.
Easy as it gets.
Simple, easy, nice. I think this was probably started in some capacity as an opposition to just the news because the news is so dark.
Yeah.
Which is fine. And this is also to say that bad news sells. Good news is ignored.
That's so true.
So this is also a place to highlight stories that may.
Yeah, and a lot of them are like, it's nice to see, like, it's not just like these big one-off things that have happened in past years. It's like, no, daily, like, cool things that are coming out that you're right, like, it just isn't compelling for news organizations to be, like, promoting these stories. But it's really great to hear.
I mean, some of them are also not true. I mean, there's the top one at the current moment. Is about Keanu Reeves because the internet fucking loves Keanu Reeves, but for good reason. This is actually a positive thing, and I assume this is true and everything's right. Keanu Reeves runs a private charitable foundation to fund cancer research in children's hospitals. In 2009, he told Ladies Home Journal, "I don't like to attach my name to it. I just let the foundation do what it does." Which is I'll say this, also a tax loophole, but however, also a good thing. I don't think that's a bad thing.
Okay.
If you can divert.
I mean, he's incentivized with taxes, but it's also like, whatever, man. Like,
is it a tax loophole to not put his name on it or a tax loophole to have a charity?
To have a charity.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. It would be. It's the least douchey of the two moves.
Yeah, of course. I'll say that. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
And you know, where does your tax money go? You might as well give it to some people who are claiming to use it for, you know.
I mean, he's also a proven. Or at least like a very reputedly good person. So it's as compared to Jeff Bezos, who's just like, I have a foundation. I don't have them put my name on it.
Every single professional,
very different, you know,
athlete
totally
starts a foundation.
Right.
That's a tax loophole.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
totally, 100%.
It's like, yeah, we're for Turf Toe Foundation. You're like, what? Yeah.
Trying to eradicate a. World War II trench foot.
Yeah. I was literally about to call it stinky locker foot.
Oh, someone has been watching a lot of sports lately. Big sports head over here.
Big sports head. I love the sports ball stuff.
Told like a true sports head. All right. So let's talk about some of this past week. So I actually saw this story. So this is the other thing about uplifting news. This actually pops up fairly often on the homepage. which I always like. I'm always like reading through truly dastardly terrible things or hilarious memes.
I think Reddit likes uplifting stories.
I think quietly positive.
Everyone gives it a bad rap, but people love these good stories.
Yeah. People like definitely love these good stories. But I also think it's one of these. If all of Reddit was just like uplifting stories, it'd be boring and none of us would be there.
Yeah.
If it was all dark, terrible shit, I would be like, oh God, I love Reddit, but fuck, it just brings me down.
Yeah.
So it's nice that I can just be like scrolling through and I'm just like, this terrorist has a narwhal sword. This lunch lady is blank. This meme is hilarious. Oh, look at this story about Keanu Reeves. Oh, nice. That's so nice. Right? Like that's like kind of the vibe, you know? So this is a post I saw last week about Thanksgiving. So Wisconsin church hosts Thanksgiving for LGBTQ. So you want to get in your transphobic comment really fast before I continue?
It's like, God, why don't you put the rest of the alphabet on there?
Oh,
okay.
Good, damn. Good job. Spurn. I was, very good.
I got so many holstered.
Okay.
Not like the most original, but yeah. I really appreciate it.
I didn't have much time.
I put you on a spot. Yeah, I put you on a spot.
1 second.
Okay. Totally, totally. So,
Wisconsin church hosts Thanksgiving for LGBTQ people who can't go home. Which I think is quite nice. I mean, this is one of those things you forget that a lot of people who have come out as gay, bi, trans, queer, whatever, are in a lot of places in America, even as a generally speaking progressive country, their parents are like, I never want to see you again. You're not my son anymore. You're not my daughter anymore.
Get out.
So there's people who just don't have, like, Thanksgiving is a time where you get together with your family, even as a young person. You know, you probably have memories of this stuff, and then there's these people can't go home, which is fucking devastating, man. So this is
a church
in Beloit, Wisconsin, hosted its third annual Thanksgiving dinner for LGBTQ locals who may be unable to celebrate with their biological families. So it's a beautiful story.
That's so crazy.
I know.
That's like the most Christian thing
sad.
I've ever heard, though. You know,
it is 100%.
Like,
yeah.
Also, I just scooted against the chair and made a fart noise, but that wasn't a fart.
That's
just
cool.
So you know.
Sorry.
I just really need you guys to know it wasn't.
This place is a fart factory.
Yeah. Right, cool. I apologize. But I love that. Right. I think that's really awesome. And it says here, sometimes people get... the top comment is, this is to be the hands and feet of the church as Christ commanded.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know
Very unlike Mother Teresa.
Yeah, true.
But
it kind of reminds me, another uplifting tidbit is, like, you know, in marathon or not in marathons, but in at like pride parades and stuff, there will be sometimes parents that are like, free hugs from a mom. Like, if your mom or dad haven't accepted you, like, I'm a mom and I'm here to give you a mom hug. And it's like one of the sweetest things I have ever seen.
That's crazy. I know. It's a really like.
The rejection element, I guess, is
pretty wild, man. I mean, it's
especially when it's so
dark.
Sudden. Like, parents like flip on a dime for some of these kids. Like, it's just completely normal 1 minute, and the next minute it's like, out, get out.
Let me give you guys some positive spin.
Yes,
because you think I'm such a terrible person.
Since you've been talking shit about me all day.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, God, coming out and then being rejected by your family is the worst, right?
Right.
I can't imagine. Yeah. But then showing up in West Hollywood or New York City and then partying for the first time must be great, right?
Yeah, right.
Being like, whoa, this community is vibrant.
That's true.
And all these people are like, come on in.
Yeah, no one's looking at me like I'm a weirdo here. I would hope that's a feeling they get.
So for a couple of years, you're probably like, this is great. And then maybe you're like, I wish I had my family also.
Yeah.
So there's got to be a sweet spot. But think of like that first time you get there and... It's popping.
Yeah, and like people that like are like you in a lot of ways that are like, who cares? Let's dance and have fun.
I'm describing, just for the record, every single gay person as like a really skinny club guy with great abs and like suspenders,
like a hot tight little twink.
Yeah, like every wow. So just for the record, nice comment is also extremely stereotypical.
Yeah, can you just spiral? Wow. Let me say something nice really fast.
It's like,
they probably have a good time partying.
Partying.
You know, gay guys love to dance, right?
They're kind of petite and in shape.
I think it's tragic. It's a very tragic
thing. I guess the point is there's a community that really accepts you also.
Which,
if you've never been accepted for who you are, it must be pretty profound to be accepted all of a sudden.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. I mean, I think that's the glory and that's the power of the LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
LGBTQ.
Yeah.
LGBT.
LGBTQ. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there we go.
LMNOP, why don't you?
Why don't you?
Elemental P, why don't you?
I've become Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean that it is such a vibrant community. It's such a powerful thing that it's like, and part of it is out of anxiety, but also it's like, you know, anytime you move to a city, you will find a community, but it's something extra powerful that.
Yeah.
You move to a city, you find a community, and you go, I can't go home for Thanksgiving because, you know, my mom hasn't talked to me since I came out. Right. You'd be like, oh, that happened to me too.
Yeah.
Why don't we do it together? Right. Yeah. And that's very powerful. But anyway, yeah. Moving on. So what else we got? So
I got this story that it's your dad, you and I feel like have talked about in the past.
Cool.
As it relates to garbage. You know, we're very passionate about garbage.
I am very passionate about garbage.
What is this? 11 down on the top of the week, I suppose. Or it's hot. It's in cool. Hot night. So title reads, Ford is turning McDonald's coffee waste into headlights.
Oh.
So Ford has done this deal with McDonald's where they're going to use parts of their coffee waste to turn it into plastic to make the headlight plastic casing.
Huh. So that's pretty cool.
These are two major companies that have found a way to
avoid
recycle,
taxes.
Definitely avoid taxes right. somewhere. Like some guy's like, oh, this is an environmental tax, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But, you know, we've talked about, you know, financially, like using money to get out of
right.
our garbage problem.
Yeah, of course.
And I think things.
This is kind of exactly what we were talking about.
Like this yeah. could be good steps in the right direction.
Absolutely.
On yeah. another note, Europe is going to ban single-use plastics.
Good. Great.
Which is amazing. And I'm like, of course, we need to do that also. Yeah. I don't know why we still.
I mean,
allow plastic at a certain point. We can't obviously can't handle it. It's like.
I think whoever
look,
ends
guys,
up being.
We flew too close to the sun.
Yeah.
At
some point, whoever our next president is, like I would like to think that even the next Republican president is not going to be half the fucking idiot and like, you know, savant bad person that Trump is. So cool. There's going to be like, even if we get a like Lindsey Graham or something, which we're not, but like,
oh, Lindsey,
yes, but even if we were like that. It is logical that we would institute some of these things, right?
Except Republicans have gone really loopy.
I know.
Like, but if it's something that Democrats also agree with, I feel like a lot of Republicans right. immediately disagree. Hate it.
Fair. The one thing I will say about maybe generalizing Republicans is they love to fish and hunt.
That's
and
true.
And the environment is important to them so they can kill stuff on it. But right. but the state of the ocean is in such
yes.
poor shape that where are you going to use your yacht? And where are you going to catch those marlin if there's no fish? You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah. So I do think people across the board, across the aisle,
right.
love nature. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, that's related in to another way. Uplifting news post. Scientists use speakers to make dead coral reefs sound healthy, and all the fish came back.
Oh.
That's a really cool
oh,
idea.
There's
man, you know what? I feel good reading
wow,
these.
Me too.
I actually do genuinely. And not only do I feel good, but I feel like inspired and my brain is like, I feel I feel like the synapse is firing because
yeah.
these are like good ideas.
And
you
it's
know?
Nice to see people actually like, and groups of people actually doing stuff. Like this is a team of scientists from right. the UK and Australia placed loudspeakers on patches of dead coral in the Great Barrier Reef. And discovered that twice as many fish arrived and stayed compared to equivalent patches with no sound. Healthy coral reefs are remarkably noisy places, so when they're dead, it's like a fucking dead right. zone. Nobody wants right. to go there to eat.
And the noises are things like shrimp and like there's all this like crackling going
yeah.
on. It's like crackle,
right.
crackle, crackle.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, crackle of snapping shrimp and the whoops and grunts of fish combined to form a dazzling biological soundscape.
How would that sound?
Beautiful, the beautiful nature.
You yeah. need to get it to
get into
voices. I can do so many noises.
You're very good.
Yeah, thanks.
It's one of my favorite parts about this podcast.
That's really cool. I really love that.
I do love that too. I have here's another one that I really like. And this one's interesting because this is a story I feel like we don't hear this much anymore. And there are a couple ripples to this story that I find interesting. So Baby Shark creator planned Navajo version of the popular video.
You guys know about Baby Shark?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Okay. Because
you don't have kids. I didn't know about it till I had kids.
Yeah, I only knew about it because apparently the Kardashians got super into it for a minute.
Oh, my God.
With their kids. But it's a cartoon, yeah. Right?
It's a song and a shark and every
extremely viral video.
That's awesome.
But I don't actually know the full story. But every kid
every kid loves it. It's like tell me about this Navajo kids, right? thing. So what I find interesting about this is the creators of the popular video Baby Shark, whose do song was played at the World Series in October, has been a viral hit with toddlers around the world.
It goes like this. Baby shark, do do yep. do 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 do. Baby shark, and then they move on to
it's Mama Shark,
Mama shark.
Yeah,
and they
have little hand motions for it and all
the
shit. Yeah, exactly.
Fun.
So the project, Pink Fong, is a brand in South Korea, and the South Korean company. Pink Fong, a brand of the South Korean company Smart Study, announced last week it is working with the Navajo Nation Museum in Window Rock, Arizona, to create a new version of the widely popular tune for the family of sharks. The project was launched after the museum director reached out to Smart Study in September about translating it into Navajo. The museum previously had lobbied for Navajo versions of the movies Star Wars and Finding Nemo that were eventually made.
That is awesome.
So what I like about this, I like that. So right now, Smart Study has translated Baby Shark into 19 languages: English, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, German, Arabic, Bahasa Malay. So I find this interesting because we forget that in America we forget about Native Americans in general, right? Because we just
we're at Coachella and we're wearing those headdresses with our bikinis.
It's the worst. But it almost reminds me in a way of. I was watching. There's a new documentary on Netflix. It's like World War II colorized, right?
Oh yeah. Peter Jackson, right?
I don't know. Is it
World War One?
No, World War II. World War One is Men Shall Not Grow Old or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't heard. It's fantastic.
Everybody says it's great, but there's just a World War II like old school.
It's
like
weird.
Your
My
grandfather
wife's not
will walk
interested
it.
In watching it with me.
Yeah.
What the
heck?
I turned it on last night, and Christina was like, "This is what you want to watch on your birthday."
I'm like, "Yeah."
And I was just like, "Yeah."
It's so quiet.
Yeah,
it's so interesting.
It's very interesting.
And these boys were so young.
Yeah. God. So this World War II one. It has made me start researching World War II again, which I went through a crazy phase when I was a kid.
Oh, cool.
And we dropped a bomb on Japan that killed 80,000 people the instant it exploded. The instant it exploded.
That's uplifting.
And it devastated an entire country, but we never fucking talk about it.
No.
Because it's so dark, and it was such a horrible thing that we did and that like we don't want to exist in the world.
Right.
That we just like straight up go like, listen, we remember, don't ever bring it up again. It's too fucked, right?
That's like the ultimate worst thing anyone in history has done,
it
right?
Is. It
like
literally
any
is.
Country has done.
It's an interesting debate, and you've probably looked into the pros and the cons
Nuclear war.
You kill 80,000 today, but you might save 400,000 over the course of the next 6 months.
Right.
It's like one of those calls you got to make where it's like, there's not a great answer.
Yeah.
Right.
And when you see it argued with people that know way more than me, you go like, God, I can see that. And it's just shitty across the board.
Yeah.
It's just wild that it happened.
It's wild that it happened.
Recently, that's like people are like, it's been positioned for us growing up that it ended the war. It was like a decision. But
totally.
It didn't.
No,
like, there's a lot of support for the fact that like, no, this would have all like ended.
It would have figured itself out.
Yeah, it was like...
It was a test of a technology that we had, and it was retaliatory against Japan for Pearl Harbor, right? Which like Pearl Harbor was bad
contest,
but it was like, you know, it's the equivalent of like bombing the Twin Towers and then spending the next 10 years in Iraq destroying an entire country.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
Yeah, but the reason I bring that up is the mass genocide of the Native Americans and the like.
Thanksgiving, dude.
I know.
Come on.
I know. But and then cornering them into fucking casinos and in Arizona and being like, cool, we fixed it. There you go.
Yeah.
Have fun with your alcoholism and depression, right?
Right.
And the complete dissemination of your of your own entire culture, right? Like we as a country, we do not like to engage with that topic because it's very dark and we all feel like we're slightly culpable for something.
Yeah.
So the reason I bring that up is it's very interesting that we're seeing of the, I don't know how, I assume that Navajo is spoken by maybe a couple hundred thousand at most, you know, if even that, I would assume actually less as compared to Chinese, Japanese, Korean, German, Arabic, right?
Yeah, only 170,000.
170,000 people speak Navajo and they're translating it, which I think is just kind of a beautiful, interesting sentiment.
It
about,
really is. It's like not accessibility. To meet a market demand or anything.
Exactly.
It's literally just like, because it's a good thing to do.
It's a good thing to do, and it also is just about keeping a culture alive,
yeah,
pop culturally. Because that's the other thing, too, is like these kids, like the only reason you do that is so that kids can hear Navajo,
yeah,
right? And you're passing something down that honestly is kind of in a little bit of an extinction moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
With a culture of people, which is devastating in itself. So I don't know. I find this inspiring. I think it's like a really interesting, nice thing. And, you know, I'm realizing now as we talk about this that the only way that I can categorize something as nice is by bringing up tons of horrible shit to push it against.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, a lot of these stories are positive outcomes
right.
from terrible,
terrible things,
setups.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like one of the first stories is like infant found in shallow grave. Is doing well now in the hospital.
Yeah,
you're
course,
like, what the hell is that infant doing in the shallow grave?
Yeah, yeah, like that's totally. A tragedy. But
so like that's terrible. But it's nice that the kid's doing well,
exactly.
right?
So
exactly.
you're like, I don't even. Yeah. So it makes me sad, but it's.
Well,
kind of,
I think
it's kind of how
so
it has
much,
to be, though, right?
Yeah, there's so much negative shit in the world that, like, I think it's easy for everyone to just be like, "Eh, it's hopeless," you know, everything
right, right.
sucks. But to see, yeah, there is negative shit in the world, but there are still people that are like responding to it in a positive way.
Right.
Like that's actually nice because that's my biggest struggle is trying to even give a shit about doing positive things when the world's so fucked. I like just
totally.
Get so overwhelmed and I'm like, what's the point? But I love seeing this.
Yeah, there's, I mean, without negativity, you could never feel positive.
Exactly.
And vice versa. I think
two sides of the same coin.
There's a yin and a yang quote somewhere in here,
yeah.
which we
right.
don't know anything about.
Yeah, I mean, this just feels like it's. It feels these feel like wins, I guess is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like wins for people. I mean, that's the
human
thing is
wins.
Like so often you just feel like it's a categorical loss for people,
yeah.
right? Where you just go like, cool, like, you know, like Russia meddled in our election and nobody did anything about it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the end of the story, right? Like, you know, billionaires like fucking Pan. Do you remember when the fucking Panama Papers came out and it was like, hey, guess what? All the billionaires are hiding their money and none of them pay
yes.
taxes.
Nothing happens.
That's it.
And then
it's over. That's the story,
yeah.
right?
Oh, don't get me started on taxes, guys. I got a property bill to pay.
Ugh.
Oh, sucks. Yeah,
Jesus.
But that's,
yeah, it reminds me of the Mr. Rogers quote of like when his mom told him, look for the helpers, you know, like
yeah,
when things
course.
Happen, look for the helpers. You'll always find people who are helping. And that's, you know, that's fucking great.
Okay.
Yeah, back to the lunch lady. I think most of the great people, we just don't know who they are.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that. I don't
you know,
understand.
If you know someone's name, it's like, maybe they.
Yeah.
Maybe they
and the news doesn't cover them. So it's like, we know right. the names of terrorists, but we don't know the name of the guy
right.
who, like, you know, like
right.
hit a narwhal whale through the fucking guy's chest.
So here's, cool. so I'm going to.
All right.
His dog boob's got to squeak
out.
Dog's going to squeak. Let me just squeak. I think we can actually end this one. We've already hit some good stuff. But let me just end with this story. And let's quickly discuss what I'm just now realizing that maybe I've never known before. And this is exciting. The title of the story is Lost Sausage Dog Reunites with Owners During Australian Bushfires. And I'm
wow.
looking at that and I'm going, tell me more. Lost Sausage Dog.
Is it a dachshund?
It's a dachshund. So in Australia,
sausage dogs.
I think they're called sausage dogs.
Instead of wiener dogs.
Yeah.
Sausage dogs makes like, more sense because it rhymes a little bit.
How would Jeff say it? Jeff.
Jeff.
Sausage dog.
I can't.
Jeff spent a summer in Boston and then it went to Australia.
Sausage dad.
I'm watching Dog try so hard to figure out how to say sausage with an Australian accent.
Good day. You want a sausage dog? That's closer than the other one.
I can't even. This is the great. You know, we're about it. We're an hour and 8 minutes into this, or at least according to the clock, and Dog's about to leave, and that might be the revelation of the pod. That they call them sausage dogs instead of wiener dogs.
I've never been more uplifted than when I heard that.
I mean, is that the point of that article here? Is that people just need to know that it's called a sausage dog?
That is. The primary point is sausage dog. Secondary point is saved from a bushfire.
Well, we call it wiener dogs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's... It's a cousin.
It's the same idea, but snossage dog is actually rhyming.
Snossage dog.
So
snossage dog's easier to say.
I mean,
say.
If they called it a snossage dog, it'd even be better because they're making up a word.
Snossage
dig.
Jesus Christ.
Eat a dig.
We had a good run of positive professionalism. Greek. And then I had to introduce the snossage dog conversation.
I'm Jeff. I want a sausage dig. No, it's so fucking hard.
You want to make I
so sausage dig.
Sneesage dig.
Sausage dig.
Jesus Christ. All right, Dog. I know you gotta go. All right.
Later, y'all.
Later, y'all. So I think we could probably. You want to hit a couple randoms? Close this one out too. I mean, uplifting news. This actually might be our like ultimate palate cleanser. Because it really is just one of those things where we look at it and we go, just read a couple of them, makes you feel better. We don't have to get too in-depth in this. I mean, you kind of get the idea. It's 15 million readers. This is one of the most popular subs on Reddit. So it's just for, there's tons of positive news. And every once in a while, we just got to like go in. You know, we do a whole fucking podcast about the weird laws changing about child pornography in Germany. And the next episode, we got to cover some uplifting news, you know?
Yeah, I agree. It is nice. You don't have to spend too much time there to feel a little bit better. And
it's almost like
a note for people in general. Like if you're the kind of person who just throws the news on.
For sure.
And then also on your phone, you're like reading your news feed and it's like, what, you know, turn that shit off.
Right. I mean, I feel totally, this happens every once in a while. I'm sure you get this too, where I'll be like in a, you know, good mood or a normal mood. And I like turn on NPR. Just like because it's on in my car. And then like the story is it's like literally you turn it on and then it's in the middle of talking about something horrible. Right.
It's like listening to somebody getting beaten inside of a sack with a stick. You're like,
interesting.
It's going to take a while for them to die. And it's going to be painful the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm going to slowly get more and more depressed.
Yeah.
And I don't want to watch that or listen.
That's pretty much it.
NPR specifically has a defeatist tone to it.
Oh yeah. But I think it's our world. I mean, that's the thing is like, again, for a lot of news, I would blame the commercial aspect of it. NPR is a little bit lesser. So I think they're one of the only true credible news sources.
Yeah.
Right? Obviously there are shades like CNN. I look at as like entertainment, right? Like they're just entertaining
you.
It's
just too colorful to not be.
They're just entertaining you with stories about the Trump, right?
The Trump.
Yeah. The Trump. Fox is obviously the exact other side where it's just like, it's about galvanizing the culture of conservatism.
Yes.
Through news in quotes, but it's not actually news. It's just like thought pieces that are, it may as well be like a fucking guitar magazine, you know?
That's right.
And then MSNBC is kind of the other side though. I think they've kind of lost their step. They're not really like a liberal galvanizer. I think that they're,
I don't watch any of them.
A little bit closer to regular news at this point. And then
PBS NewsHour. That's what I like.
PBS NewsHour is the shit. Right. They're just like interesting stories.
And they,
and New York Times is like, is their whole brand is intellectuality.
Yeah.
Classist or like coastal elite intellectuality.
Yeah, they're coastal elite intellectualism.
Yeah.
But they seem to be slipping a little with
They definitely are. That's what I'm saying is their brand is now bigger than the news that they cover.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Which is, we gotta watch it.
It's tough. But anyway, so NPR.
And then you got Vice. It's all about smoking that cheeb.
Exactly.
Vice. But who knows what's going on there?
Who fucking knows? I mean, it was so much different place. But all right, let's hit a couple more of the. I just want to do like a couple of the top of all time on uplifting news.
Yeah,
and then we can hit a couple randoms and leave because cool. I think that there are a couple. It's just interesting seeing what would have been considered the top of all time on a sub that's about news, right? So this is the top of all time is man falsely in prison for 10 years, uses prison library to study law and have his conviction overturned, becomes a lawyer and is now helping overturn other false convictions.
And it's uplifting, but it's also based in a terrible fact.
Right. Again, all like of these, of those, all of them are yeah. like this, right? First, the second one is first paralyzed human treated with stem cells has now regained his upper body movement. I mean, this whole sub is about wins. That's what it is. It's just wins.
Wins, yeah. Stem cells, fascinating stuff, right?
It really
just
is.
Keep hearing great stories. Like, like, should we all just get a stem cell shot in our wherever hurts, which is pretty much at a certain age everywhere?
Yeah. I mean, well, the problem, I mean, stem cells.
You have to take them from babies.
Well, yeah. But
where do you get them?
But I think it's more that, like, I wonder if, you know, for a while people were like, oh, vapes are how you cure nicotine addiction. They're so much better for you. And now all of a sudden, vapes are terrible for you, right? Mm-hmm. You know, obvious like penicillin or antibiotics. I'm sure at some point doctors were like, these motherfuckers can do anything. Mm-hmm. Just take an antibiotic and you are golden. And now it's like, wow, antibiotic resistant viruses are taking over the world because everybody was just snorting antibiotics for a fucking whole decade, you know?
Yeah,
so
maybe,
I wonder if stem cells are similar, man, where you can't just like inject anything and expect it to be better. I
mean, as Jeff Goldblum said it best, there's no free rides in nature. Maybe he didn't say it exactly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Like whatever you try to adjust nature, I mean, there's going to be some sort of an after effect. So
I like that.
We don't know, man. Maybe this guy's nuts get huge or something. Like, there's got to be something, unintended consequence. How? Yeah. I mean, these are all positive sounding stories.
Here's a fun one, actually. This is a really good one. This is 10 down from all time. A hacker is breaking into people's routers and patching them so they can't be abused by other hackers. So a hacker is hacking
just
so
to
that
clean people's messes up
to make sure that other hackers can't hack.
Oh, that's cool. That's like a weird obsession.
Right. It's cool.
That guy's
like
a real Robin Hood. This President Trump signs animal cruelty bill into law, making it a federal felony. Did you see that? This is on here.
Trump? Yeah.
And I
give him credit for that. That's one of the few things I'm like, cool, good work, guy.
I think it's an unintended, like, race.
You think it's a racist thing?
I'm just thinking of the demographics that
like, abuse, yeah.
I think they're, I don't know this, but it's like, I think it could be, I don't think it's Rich Whitey up on the Upper East Side, you know?
Right.
You know, I think this could be a way to like further oppress minorities. I don't know if that's the intention, but I think that might be a consequence of it. I don't know.
There's a lot of this positive news in here with decriminalizing marijuana, which is kind of interesting because that is one of those things where you don't think of it. I think it because we live in LA, we think of it more as like a money-making scheme at this point. But it, you know, it technically one would say is uplifting if people that have gotten busted for weed in the past are no longer getting busted and whatever. But
yeah, dude, let them out.
Let them out.
Joe
right.
Biden. They can see,
goddamn Joe Biden.
Another one we've kind of, there's a lot of things we've discussed on here that are sort of coming, not full circle, but coming to fruition a little bit. People are spending 50 million fewer hours on Facebook.
I love that. That's great news.
They're spending that time now on TikTok, but.
Right.
But it does seem like, I guess this is a statistic that says people are moving off of Facebook.
You know what's interesting about that too is I had that revelation today because obviously it's my birthday. So I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to get tons of messages on Facebook. I kind of realized I'm like
Aunt Ginny.
Yeah. All my aunts. But it's kind of the only value of Facebook anymore. It's basically just like it's basically a whole website dedicated to birthday celebration.
But
for me, at least, like I literally do not touch it most of the year, maybe once or twice.
Once in a while.
The only reason I have it open is basically just for contacts. Cause I think I have a lot of international contacts who are still,
you talk about these international contacts.
What do you mean?
Who are these people?
Oh, just people I've met throughout the world.
Yeah.
Just like friends that are like, not, they either like, they rely more on Facebook than I do.
Yes. Yeah. It is, if you're a world traveler, it's a good way to stay connected.
But it's one of those things where it's interesting because, again, it's like it may as well be all I use it for is to get celebrated on Facebook. That's it.
You do get a lot of strange messages from people you haven't talked to in a long time.
Yeah, today I'm getting messages from Facebook friends who I haven't talked to in a long time, and then Indian programmers on LinkedIn.
Oh, happy birthday, Ben.
And they keep being like, happy birthday. Yeah, I'm just like, thanks, you know, Sunit.
Are you going to work today?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But you're also going to hit Denny's at lunch.
I might. I mean, I really want to hit Denny's, but I also, I have to like... I have to be prepared for my...
Your gut bomb.
Yeah. I'm preparing myself for the inevitable, holy smokes, I feel like shit. What do they put in those pancakes?
You got any plans tonight? You guys ripping it down?
Christine and I are going to go out for dinner.
That sounds nice.
Oh, well. This is... Jesus Christ. I just opened up Reddit. Oh, God. We can't end on this story, but I have to bring it up just because we were... This is what I was just talking about. Morbid reality is the first thing I see when I open Reddit now. So we've been talking about... uplifting news. I closed Reddit on accident. I just reopened it. Mm-hmm. And the top thing I see is 20-year-old rape survivor was kidnapped and set on fire by the same men whilst on her way to court.
Where did this happen? What country?
India, of course. India's fucked right now, dude. Why are they raping people so much?
I don't know. But it seems like they have this kind of schism between ultra conservatives and just regular poor folk.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems to be going on all around the world.
It is going on all around the
world. Authoritarian trend.
But what the fuck? Why would that ever... I mean, I guess it's a caste system thing, maybe, or just like built in, like, systematic, deeply, deeply... I don't mean patriarchy in like the colloquial American way, where you know, like somebody fucking opens... I open a door for somebody to be nice and they go, oh, it's fucking patriarchy. I'm talking about like selling wives... shit, you know, which is way fucked, and I think maybe they just have a history of that. Maybe that's it. But I need one more good story to fucking clean my ass palate, because that is a very, very dark thing to open up.
Super duper dark.
What's this past week? What's the top of this month? How about that? The animal cruelty law, President Trump. Here's another one. Sober bars help people stay social.
I always thought this was an interesting idea. Like, it's at a certain point, you don't, God, going out to bars and drinking is like, just,
sucks.
It's just like brutal on your body.
Yeah.
But I can now more than ever go hang out anytime, anywhere, and just like shoot the shit for hours
for sure.
And not drink. As long as other people are down to like talk and be interesting.
All right.
So,
well,
where do you go do that? You know, I mean, in the evening, like,
I'll tell you where.
Morning coffee shops.
Yeah.
Which is like a more, but like, what's the afternoon? And then if you're single and you're trying to actually like meet a significant other,
right,
and maybe have it turn into a little foot massage parlor, a little something, like I don't think you typically like.
Bars are not the answer.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, you don't ask people to like go out at coffee shops in the morning. But
no.
Like, if you're single, but you don't want to drink, where do you go?
I don't know the answer to that. But
places like this,
there's an element of just like, I mean, this one is for people that are in recovery, of course, but for people that are just like, my whole thing is like, I've never been the kind of person who's like, I just want to get slammed. Right.
Yeah.
I will have a beer. Right. That's like my thing. Right. And I love it. I like going to a bar and I'm just like watching a game or whatever. Or even like if you're playing a board game with friends and someone's like, hey, do you want a hands? You're like, yeah, I'll have a beer.
Yeah, that's right? Cool. Good for you, man.
Yeah.
It's very European of you.
I mean, it's kind of the move. But I don't. So to answer your question, I think it's more like, I think you just kind of have to just...
You just go to a bar and not drink. Yeah.
Have a beer.
Or right? Or pick places that are not...
That are not like rowdy. Spots. Yeah, you don't want to go somewhere that's rowdy. I mean, if you're going to a place that's just like... You know what? You know, actually, a good answer to this are those places.
I think there's a hole in the economy for something.
There's a hole in the economy, but I don't know if it would be solved with like a sober place. I think it's more solved by creating other kinds of distractions.
Like the hookah bar is sort of the one answer.
A little
bit
like that, but also like those places that are like the axe throwing things are really popular now, right?
Sure. The bowling alley.
The bowling alley. Like the places that are bars, But then there's like foosball and darts and all that shit in the side where it's like, that. I mean, if you go to a bar and all it is beer and drinking and hanging out, then like obviously you're going to drink because like that's what you do, right? But if you're going to a place that's like, you know, it's not an arcade, but it's ostensibly an arcade, like can't have a drink. You don't have to have a drink. It's fine if you don't, right? Like a bowling alley is a good example where you just like, if I was sober, I don't know if I would bowl like crazy because there are people are still drinking, but like I would go to things like that where it's like, I'm going to go to the board game place or like the bowling alley or a place where I can just like get fucking crush at darts or pool or something, you know?
Yeah. Do an activity.
Do an activity. Mm. Go to the hiking gym.
For all you sports ballers out there, you know what we're talking about.
I think the answer is trampoline gyms, actually, the more that I think about it. I think that's the answer.
We like to see people bounce, if you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're saying. All right, let's close this guy out. Uplifting news, really nice. I like it.
Good palate cleanser, guys. Good palate cleanser.
You look at a couple morbid realities. For every one morbid reality you see, look at two uplifting news. That's the rule.
Yeah, all you're going to do with morbid reality is then go see someone and be like, guess what I heard? And you're going to spread the cancer. So...
Oh, this post is genius. Sorry, fucking happens.
Stop doing that.
On Black People Twitter.
Okay.
And it just says, is a tweet. It said, Kid Rock's music is the official soundtrack for Copper Theft.
That's
just amazing.
That's pretty perfect.
So simple. Yeah.
Because if you're stealing copper, you're definitely getting back in your truck and putting on the Kid Rock. I mean, it's just perfect.
Yeah, it's just like white trash. It's a white trash crime, pretty much.
I've got some training in the trades.
Right.
I've fallen on hard times, which means meth, and I'm gonna go steal some motherfucking copper. That's good.
Official soundtrack of Copper Theft.
That's good.
Amazing.
It's a good note.
Let's close the guy out. Hit a couple randoms.
Hey, stop spreading bad news. Start spreading good news.
Or
that's like a big takeaway.
Both.
And that's almost a good way to just be.
Find wins, you know?
That's what I think. Negativity. Hey, nobody wants to hear your bullshit.
Nobody wants to hear your shit. Here we go. So
snakes.
You just landed on snakes.
Fuck yeah.
Snakes or snakes?
Snakes.
Oh, wow. Cool. Is it normal snakes? Snake.
This is just our snakes. Like if you're.
Yeah.
This is all about snakes.
Snakes is like a.
I like that.
It's a Reddit thing.
Okay. I've never heard of it. And I like that you're like, wait, snakes or snakes? Yeah. I'm like, what? Is it a thing? Oh, yeah, it is. It's a Reddit thing.
Yeah. It's a Reddit thing. Internet thing is snakes. Snakes is. So snakes, how many people are subscribed to snakes?
Oh, I just got out of there. Let's see here. 81,000.
So snakes has over 200,000.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
And in the tag on it is where it's where snecks come to hisses.
Hmm.
So it's SNEKS.
Yeah, I'm on it. I got your text. But what
do you own snack? This subreddit greatly encourages the adoption and care of snack. So it's just a weird internet thing, man.
But it's still about snakes.
It's all about snakes.
It's the goof on snakes. It's snakes.
It's just like a. It's just about derpy snakes. I think.
I like that the guy.
It's classic internet shit.
It's classic internet shit. It's like we're just gonna make a slight goof, and people are gonna like it way more.
Yeah, exactly.
Than the real thing.
It's like I think this one's more for like pet snakes instead of like the biological. The biological discovery and understanding of snakes. Brie Larson, I don't care at all about Brie Larson. She's pretty. I don't know anything. I don't really know if there's anything.
I'm starting to develop a bad taste for celebrity culture.
Oh, yeah. Just like, well, how could you not?
I guess I've never really been a huge fan or anything, but like it just doesn't seem. It just seems so unauthentic.
Oh, of course.
Like to the max. And I'm starting to just question like how everybody else doesn't see it. And why everybody's going along with it. And you know, the more podcasting especially is becoming
more famous we get, is what you're saying?
Yeah, how we've changed quite a bit.
Right.
But no, I don't know. I like that the late night talk shows.
Yeah,
like
of course.
It's just
so wildly.
It all seems just like fake. I guess.
What does she do? What's her thing?
Who dat? Brie Larson.
Brie Larson.
She an actress.
Oh, she was in Captain Marvel.
She's the new Captain Marvel.
Why?
She was in the one where she was in a room called Room.
Nice. Why was she? Why is she famous? She looks utterly, utterly pedestrian.
I think she's good at the job.
Okay.
And she's got like a girl next door thing. She was cool. I don't know. I don't know how she rise to power. Maybe she, maybe her parents own a bank or something.
Nice. Amazing. maybe her parents own a bank. It's very possible, actually. This is a funny sub that we won't be able to cover because there's really nothing to it, but this is a fucking great sub. 32,000 readers. It's just called Dumbasses with Lighters. And it's a historical collection of the world's leading group of dumbasses who have discovered the miracle of fire. So it's very cool. It's a subreddit dedicated to people doing stupid shit with fire.
Which is kind of fire was created, and then the next day, idiot dudes started lighting their farts on fire. You know,
yeah, like pretty much. I mean, that's honestly what it is. I mean, this is like the culture of lighting your fart on fire. Right. And it's a lot of frat boy vibes. It's a lot of frat boy energy. It's kind of like the primary thing here. I like it. Hilarious.
Well, you know, they're going for a laugh. They're going for a good time.
They're blowing up. They're doing stupid. It's like
Barstool sportsy.
Very Barstool sportsy. That's 100%.
Interesting thing. I don't know if we've talked about it yet, but the sort of rise of Barstool Sports.
It's an interesting thing, right?
It is an interesting thing. And part of me, you know, I see it both ways a little bit. But I think both of us,
to some degree, condone funny frat behavior because it's so stupid.
And it's just sort of free dumb laughs.
Exactly, yeah.
And I don't think that's a bad thing in society, right? Like just having a good time, I think, is a good thing to remember.
Right.
And a lot of people just see that behavior and they write it off as like rape culture. Or something. And I'm like, well, they're not always the same thing. I mean, it's happened.
Dumb guys are dumb guys. They've always been dumb guys. It's just what happens, right? And it's not always, sometimes it's really, really disastrous and very, very bad.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just fucking dumb, dude. Like I'm looking at this fire stuff and like one could say, and it's not all guys, by the way, this is like women and guys, it's just people with fire making stupid things with fire.
But it's 98% men.
Most of it's men, yeah. But you know,
we're the dumbest.
You look at this, it's very true, but you look at this and you go, wow, these guys are just stupid and they're doing stupid things. But then the flip side of it is, you know, we live in California where like this could literally create a economy collapsing wildfire, you know? So it's kind of interesting. It's like dumb behavior can be very, very, very bad.
Sure. We just had Thanksgiving where people probably lit their houses on fire with those deep fried turkeys.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, all right, let's close this guy out. Uplifting news, dumbasses with lighters. Always fun. Can't wait to spend the next 14 hours in a food coma because of Denny's Grand Slam Breakfast sponsoring this pod today.
Very, very good. Good luck with that. And I hope you don't get diarrhea too bad.
Thanks.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks, man. We'll be back next week with another episode of Did You Read It? My name is It's Your Dad. Got dog boobs over there.
Woo, ha-ha.
Left early.
And, my free day saying, see you later.
See you later. Bye.